The music room at Williams Middle School is filling up with students from the neighboring high school. They walk over after school along streets named in honor of Civil War generals like Ulysses S. Grant and William Sherman. The students use the middle school's auditorium for band rehearsal, where they're killing a little time before practice begins. But as soon as their band leader, Mr. Grimes, comes in the door, the musicians abruptly quit goofing around and take their places on stage.
Hi, Scott M. Grimes, instrumental music director for the Williams 5th Regimental Cavalry Band.
I feel that our band is an ambassador of patriotism and Williams and what great kids these are. And there's a lot said for kids that are in music. Music keeps kids in school. It really does.
For the last 8 years, Grimes has used the band as a way of fusing together two areas of study, history and music.
I educate them on the history of the Civil War and the bloodshed that was there, as well as current conflicts. But we talk about the sadness, for example, we play Home Sweet Home. Just prior to the Battle of Murfreesboro and Home Sweet Home, a Union band showed up and began to play. And then I'm not sure how long after, but a Confederate band showed up and they played. And they were close enough to talk to each other. And they played back and forth. They played for, let's say, quite a while, an hour or so. And the last number they played together. And it was Home Sweet Home. The boys wanted to go home. And they woke up the next morning and slaughtered each other by the thousands.
The band has produced 4 CDs, with a portion of the proceeds going towards scholarships for the kids who go on to college. And the city of Williams hires the band each summer to play at some 50 public performances. At $8 an hour, it's not a bad gig for a teenager in rural Arizona.
My name is Kevin Kirkley. I'm 17 years old. I play the drums in this band, or the rope tension snare drum. From a teenager's point of view, it's kind of like embarrassing to be marching around in a blue wool uniform in the middle of summer. I mean, it's not exactly a chick magnet thing right there. The hardest thing really is holding up from like cracking up, because you get all sorts of odd people that show up and just start dancing, or "The South will rise again" and stuff like that. Most years it's a pretty good time.
But nobody laughs when 17-year-old Billy Eastland brushes his shaggy brown hair out of his eyes and lifts his trumpet to his lips. Eastland is the lone trumpet player for the song Taps, the military funeral song written during the Civil War. Eastland is a quiet kid who's performed Taps at many military funerals. He says it's hard to describe in words what it feels like to play such a sorrowful tune. That's why the music speaks for him. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole.
She was reporting on this group of Civil War reenactors, teenage reenactors in Williams, Arizona, a town founded in part by Civil War veterans.